Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are on Masechta Shabbos, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And we are on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara was just going through a stira, and we just went through a bunch of the five answers that were given to answer the stira of, let's say you put your hand in a different rishus than your body is. Are you allowed to take your hand back and bring it back into the rishus, or do you have to leave it there for the rest of Shabbos if you are holding certain fruit? What do you have to go and have this knas that the Rabbanon put on us that we need to leave our hand out there for the entire Shabbos? We have different answers because one Bryce has said that you do need to leave it there. One Bryce has said that you can take it back in. So how are we supposed to answer this question? So we had a few answers. Now we are up to the next one. V'iva yisema. Both situations are where someone inadvertently put their hand out there. What they're arguing about is, do we make some sort of kenas when someone does something by accident, lest they come to do it on purpose? So one says that we do make such a gzera that we penalize you even when you did it by accident because we're afraid you're going to come to do it on purpose if you're not careful. And the other one says, no, we don't make such a kenas, and that's why there is the discrepancy between these two cases, between these two dinim. V'iba yisema, another answer, li'olam lo kansu. Really, everyone agrees that we do not penalize of kansu shogeg atu meizid, v'lo kasha, kan la'osa chatzer. Now, top of dalet amud aleph, kan la'chatzer acharas. That the difference between the brises is where you plan on bringing your hand back to. So the second situation where you are allowed to bring it back, so that's when it's la'osa chatzer, when it's the exact same place where your body is, then you are allowed to go ahead and bring your hand back. But kan l'chatzer acheres, but in the first case where you are not allowed to go ahead and do that, that's when you're putting it into another yard, another situation, a different rishos, that's when it's going to be no good. K'dibay minei Rava mi Rav Nachman, as Rava asked of Rav Nachman, ha'isi yadom le'a peres votzi alachutz. If a person's hand was filled with fruits and he put it outside into a different rishos, ma'olach zero lo sachatzer, are you allowed to go and bring it back into that same yard which you are stating? So let's say you're in rishos ha'yachud, you put your hand down into a sarabim, are you allowed to go and bring it back into that rishos? Amar lei mutter. So Rav Nachman said to him that it's mutter. L'chatzer acheres mahu. Let's say there's another rishos there. Are you allowed to put it into a different rishos, not come back to the place where you were? Amar lei usser. So that would be usser. Umayishna. So what's the difference? Why would one be allowed and one would not be allowed? What's the difference where you're putting it? So answer the Gemara. L'chitecho ala kura de milcha. First, give me some salt and then I'll give you the answer. Basically, like, pay me for my answer or if some capacity, something to do with salt. A lot of drush as to what salt represents, but pour me out a certain amount of salt, then I'll and answer you the difference between the cases, why it makes a difference whether you're going to this chatzer or a different chatzer. And he explains, Hasum lo isav avida machshavato, hacha isavida machashavto. So the difference is that whether you accomplished what you were trying to do, because your goal of picking up the fruit from your rishus, putting it into a different rishus, is to get rid of the fruit. But if you bring your hand right back and you still have the fruit in your hand, you did not accomplish what you were trying to do. But if you put it into a different chatzer or a different rishus, then you did accomplish what you were trying to do, and that's why we would not allow you to bring your hand back in unless you're bringing it back in to that same rishus. Good. Now the Gemara goes on to something that we mentioned before. Gufa. We said previously, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye said, Hidbik pas betanor. So what's the case? The case is where someone attached the bread to the side of the oven. That's how they used to make bread, to the inside of the wall of the oven. So they put this in there on Shabbos. So itiru lo erdosa kodem sheyavo lidei chiyuv chatas, or lo hitiru. So are you allowed to go and remove it before you come to a chiyuv chatas? A chiyuv chatas is when you do something b'shogeg. You do an iser d'oraisa b'shogeg, then you are chayiv chatas. So what we're afraid of is you accidentally put this bread into the side of the wall, you forgot that it's Shabbos, you forgot what you were doing, and now you realize, oh my gosh, it's Shabbos, and I'm going to be chayav for cooking on Shabbos, which is going to be a big problem. So am I allowed to go ahead and scrape it off so that way it's not going to cook, or not? Because it's an iser derabanan to go and take this bread off of the inside of the wall of the oven, known as rediyah sapas. So the question really is, am I allowed to violate an iser derabanan so that way I will not be over on an iser deoraisa? So now says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha bar Abaye l'Ravina hechidami. So what's the case? Ilei ma b'shogeg v'lo idkarlei. So if someone's asking this question in a situation where it was all done b'shogeg and you don't even realize that you did this whole thing until the bread was actually cooked, Laman Hitiru. So when would the rabbi say that it's okay? There's no question because you didn't have any time to ask the question because the whole thing already happened. So rather, we must be dealing with a situation where he realized what was happening before the bread was done cooking. So you put it in there, you said, oh my gosh, it's Shabbos, what am I supposed to do? So mi mechayev, but would he then be chayev chatos? Kol chayev chatos, you know, chayev matchidei tchilas and shagaga v'sofan shagaga. Our Brisa said that we're trying to ask whether you are allowed to take the bread off before your chayv chatas. Chayv chatas means, in order to be chayv a karban, the whole entire action needs to be done mishogeg. So now, let's say someone woke up and it was Shabbos morning, you forgot that it was Shabbos, you started cooking your bread. So you cook your bread, and then you realize, oh my gosh, it's Shabbos before it started cooking. Leaving it there, that is no longer a full action of shogeg, because now you know exactly what's happening. So it wouldn't be a chata, so it wouldn't fit into the language. So that can't be the case. So rather, answers the Gemara, Elab amazed. The case is talking about amazed case. So That's what we're talking about, whether you'd go and fix your Isser. But that also doesn't fit, because says the Gemara, Kodem Shiyav Olide Isser Skil Mibayulei. Because if someone's doing an action b'mezid on Shabbos, it's not a chatas, you're not going to be chayav chatas, you're chayav skila, meaning you should be stoned. You're going to be chayav a much more serious thing than a carbon. So that's what it should have said if the case was really talking about someone who did this action on purpose. Amar Rav Shila, Rav Shila says, Leo Mishogeg. Really, the situation is one of Shogeg. And what was our question on Shogeg? The question was, is that we can't have a chiyuv chatas for this, or that you didn't even know to ask. So, uleman hitiru. So, who are we going to say is going to be allowed to take the bread off to save them from the iser d'oraisa? La'achirim. So, it's talking about someone else. So, let's say the situation is as follows. Someone wakes up again, puts their bread on the side of the oven on Shabbos morning, forgetting that it's Shabbos. Now, someone else is watching this, and they say, oh my gosh, this guy is going to be over in iser mi d'oraisa on Shabbos. Let me go scrape it off. So, he's saying, let me be over in iser d'rabanan, so that way I will save that guy from being over in Isser Doraisa. But ask the Gemara, Maskifla Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes asked, V'chi Omrim Lo La'adam Chata Kineshi Yiska Chavercha. Would we really tell someone to go ahead and do that, to go and violate an Isser just to save someone else from violating an Isser? So I would say that you should go ahead and violate an Isser Dorabanan so that I don't violate an Isser Doraisa. Is that something which we really tell people? That doesn't seem to be the case. Fascinating Tosas over here, where Tosas quotes from a Gemara in Erevin that there actually is a case where we do tell someone to violate an Isser Dorabanan in order to save someone else from doing an Isser Doraisa. There's a case of a storekeeper who's selling fruit to an Am Ha'aretz, to someone who doesn't know anything about Trumas and Maestros. And he sells this fruit and he realizes, oh my gosh, this guy is going to eat this fruit without separating Trumas and Maestros. He's going to be over the Isser Doraisa of eating Tevel. So what the Gemara says is that this person is allowed to take off the Trumas and Maestros even though the fruit's not right in front of him, which is an Isser Derabanan. So he's allowed to do an Isser Derabanan and save this other person, the person that he sold it to, from doing an Isser Doraisa. So why in that case are you allowed to go and violate the Isser Derabanan to save the person from the Isser Doraisa? But in our case over here in the Gemara and Shabbos, we are telling people that they're not allowed to go ahead and scrape the bread off of the oven to save this guy from violating Isser Doraisa. So Tosos gives a few different answers. Number one answer is that over there in that case, it was partially the salesman's fault, since he sold him the stuff without telling him that there's no Trumas and Maestros taken, so it's partially his fault, so that's why we allow him to do this Isser Derabanan in order to save the other guy from the Isser Doraisa, so it makes sense in that situation. Second answer Tosos gives is a bit of a different nuance, which is that in that case over there in Ervin, it wasn't really the guy who is going to be over the Isser Doraisa's fault. It wasn't really his fault. He really didn't do anything wrong. There was no way for him to know. So the difference between these two answers is a very fine point, which is someone else at fault? According to the first answer, only because the storekeeper is at fault is he allowed to go and do the Derabanan in order to save the guy from doing the Doraisa. According to the second answer of Tosos, as long as the guy who's going to be over the Isser Doraisa is not at fault himself, then someone else is allowed to do an Isser Derabanan in order to go ahead and save him. So I believe what's quoted that from Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about, let's say, a situation of a Hatzal guy. So there's a Hatzal guy who gets a call in the middle of davening on Shabbos, and he goes and he sees that it was nothing. It's not a real call and doesn't need more people. So is that guy allowed to go and violate an Isser Derabanan and go on the radio and call people and say, you don't need to come to this, to save people from going and being over an Isser Doraisa to go ahead and turn on the Hatzalah truck and actually drive on Shabbos? Now, again, it's not an Isser Doraisa, Pikuach Nefesh, Hatzalah. There are tons of explanations as to why it's okay. But are you allowed to prevent someone from doing a Malacha Doraisa by doing an Isser Derabanan would be based on these two answers of Tosos, whether it was someone else at fault, whether it was that person at fault, whether this person had no way of knowing. All of this is based on this discussion, a lot more to discuss, but a fascinating question as to whether we allow someone to do an Isser Derabanan in order to save someone from doing an Isser Doraisa. Okay, so back to our discussion in the Gemara. We're trying to figure out the case where this whole situation comes up with the saving from the Chiyuv Chatas. So we had a problem with the language of Chatas. We had a problem with what the case would be. So says the Gemara, Elam Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Liolam B'mezid. Really, the situation is where someone did it on purpose. V'ema Kodem Shiyavoli Dei Isser Skila. And our problem with saying it was B'mezid was that the language doesn't seem to be good, because it shouldn't have said Chiyuv Chatas, which is only done when it's B'shogeg. Rather, it should have said that we're trying to prevent an Isser Skila. So says the Gemara that, okay, in Achanami, that's really what it's trying to say, that we are trying to go ahead and save you from being over an Isser Skila. Rav Acha Brei D'Rava Masni Lo B'Hedya. So Rav Acha Brei D'Rava said this explicitly. He said, "Amar Rabbi Barabaye, Hidbik Pas Betanor Yitiru Olerdosa Kodem Shiyavo Lide Isser Skila." So we say that what Rabbi Barabaye was really saying is that someone is allowed to go ahead and remove the bread from the wall in order to prevent himself from being over in Isser Skila. That is Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.